produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again, and we look forward to this episode of our program and the opportunity to visit with you about some things that may be helpful in your daily journey through life. You know, every day we wake up and we're faced with just a multitude of tasks, duties, responsibilities. Some even have to resort to a things to do list. And we're always doing, we're always on the go, always trying to get everything accomplished, whether it's running errands to the store, getting to work, getting to school, doing assignments, responsibilities, church callings, volunteer activities, raising kids, raising grandkids. There's never seemingly enough hours in the day to do all the things that we feel like we must do. So I want to talk today about doing in order to become. As I mentioned, life is full of important things to do. But if we let those to-dos fill up our lives, we may be missing something essential about what it means to be human. After all, as it is often said, we are human beings, not human doings. In other words, life is more about who we are becoming through our experiences, not just what we're doing with our time. So while it's helpful to plan what we're going to do each day, we might also consider what we are going to become each day. How might the person we are at the end of the day be a little different from the person we were at the beginning? Becoming a truly good person demands more of us than merely checking items off a to-do list. However, it also has a lot to do with what we choose to do. Those who truly become kind and caring, compassionate and generous, have developed those qualities over time through the accumulation of good choices. Because the natural drift is towards selfishness and rudeness, they are intentional about resisting those inclinations and becoming a person of goodness and character. That's demanding work. It's much easier to go with the flow, reacting without much thought to whatever comes our way. But the flow usually doesn't lead where we really want to go. A middle-aged man, busy with many things to do, realized that he wasn't becoming what he wanted to be. He knew that really what really mattered in his life was his faith, his family, and his relationships. But having spent so much time building a career, he had missed many of life's sweetest, most meaningful moments. So with sincere desires and diligent efforts, he focused on becoming a better person. It's not that he stopped doing. It's just that his doing now had a purpose to help him become more patient, loving, and compassionate. His doing led to becoming. And that changed his life. No matter how much we might need to accomplish, life was never meant to be a list of tasks. We were created to become something greater than what we are now. And the things we choose to do can lift us to that goal. This is what it means to be a human being. In October of 2005, one of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, Elder David A. Bednar, in a general conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, gave a talk entitled Becoming a Missionary. And while that may not seem like something that you would be concerned about or that I would be concerned about, you'll catch the drift of where he was and what he was teaching in this message. In our customary church vocabulary, we often speak of going to church, going to the temple, and going on a mission. He said, let me be so bold as to suggest that our rather routine emphasis on going misses the mark. The issue is not going to church. Rather, the issue is worshiping and renewing covenants as we attend church. The issue is not going to or through the temple. Rather, the issue is having in our hearts the Spirit, the covenants, and the ordinances of the Lord's house. The issue is not going on a mission. Rather, the issue is becoming a missionary and serving throughout our entire life with all of our heart, might, mind, and strength. It is possible for a person to go on a mission and not become a missionary. And this is not what the Lord requires or what the church needs. So this idea of going on a mission or becoming a missionary, it becomes kind of a lifelong pursuit in that when we share the gospel of Jesus Christ in whatever way we choose to do that, we are testifying of our Lord and Savior. And so we have the opportunity to be a missionary for the Lord in all that we do, not because we've been called or assigned to be a missionary. It's an opportunity that we all have to become a missionary serving the Lord. So let's talk a little bit about this, the principle of becoming. Another one of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, Elder Dallin H. Oaks, has taught us most effectively about the challenge to become something instead of just doing expected things or performing certain actions. In Ephesians, the Apostle Paul taught that the Lord's teachings and teachers were given that we may all attain, quote, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, close quote. This process requires far more than acquiring knowledge. It is not even enough for us to be convinced of the gospel. We must act and think so that we are converted by it. In contrast to the institutions of the world, which teach us to know something, the gospel of Jesus Christ challenges us to become something. It is not enough for anyone just to go through the motions. The commandments, ordinances, and covenants of the gospel are not a list of deposits required to be made in some heavenly account. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a plan that shows us how to become what our Heavenly Father desires us to become. Here are some thoughts, some specific things to consider. We can increase our desire to serve God. One, as we read in the Scriptures known as the Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 3. But as we go through that whole section, we read in the first verse, now behold, a marvelous work is about to come forth among the children of men. Therefore, O ye that embark in the service of God, see that ye serve him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength, that ye may stand blameless before God at the last day. Therefore, if ye have desires to serve God, called to the work. And it goes on to say, for behold, the field is white, already to harvest. And lo, he that thrusteth in his sickle with his might, the same layeth up in store, that he perisheth not, but bringeth salvation to his soul. And faith, hope, charity, and love with an eye single to the glory of God, qualify him for the work. Remember faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, brotherly kindness, godliness, charity, humility, diligence. And in the seventh verse, ask and ye shall receive, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So we can avoid the worldly influences that cause the Holy Ghost to withdraw, and we can grow in confidence in recognizing and responding to spiritual promptings. Line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, we can gradually become the disciple of Christ we hope to be and the person the Savior expects. Now, as parents or grandparents, do we understand our role in helping our children, our sons and daughters, to become disciples of Christ? Fathers and mothers are essential in this process. Church leaders, teachers, and mentors need to recognize their responsibility to assist parents and to help every young person to become a dedicated disciple of Christ. Those who are committed for a lifetime of Christian service should strive at all times and in all places to set the right example. We have been given much, and much is required of us. May we all more fully understand who we are, sons and daughters of a loving Heavenly Father, the Most High God. May all of us rise up and bless the nations of the earth with greater testimony and spiritual power today and always. And Elder Oaks ended his message with, I declare my witness that Jesus is the Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. I know that he lives, and I witness that we as his disciples are his representatives in the glorious work of proclaiming his gospel today and always. So, as we strive in our becoming, obviously each of us should seek and work to become exemplary disciples of Jesus Christ. Think of the statement by St. Francis of Assisi where he says, preach often the gospel of Jesus Christ, and when necessary, use words. So the reality is, it's our example of being exemplary disciples of Jesus Christ that impact us and those around us. Several years ago, the Church of Jesus Christ developed a home-centered, church-supported, integrated curriculum that preceded the COVID pandemic. And this powerful resource was so instrumental in allowing individuals and families who could not go to a meeting house or to a chapel to worship because of the restrictions due to the COVID pandemic. But this resource provided a home-centered, church-supported curriculum, which had the potential to unleash the power of families as each family followed through conscientiously and carefully to transform their home into a sanctuary of faith. President Russell M. Nelson, president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, in October Conference 2018 said, I promise that as you diligently work to remodel your home into a center of gospel learning, over time, your Sabbath days will truly be a delight. Your children will be excited to learn and to live the Savior's teachings, and the influence of the adversary in your life and in your home will decrease. Changes in your family will be dramatic and sustaining. He said, brothers and sisters, I thank you for your faith and sustaining efforts. I leave my love and blessing upon you that you may feast upon the word of the Lord and apply his teachings in your personal lives. I assure you that revelation continues and will continue until the purposes of God shall be accomplished and the great Jehovah shall say the work is done. And President Nelson concluded by saying, I bless you with increased faith, in him and in his holy work, with faith and patience to endure your personal challenges in life. I bless you to become exemplary disciples of Jesus Christ. I so bless you and bear my testimony that God lives. Jesus is the Christ. This is his church. We are his people. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Powerful words from the prophet of the Lord himself. So as we think about this process of becoming and not so much the doing, it's important that we recognize that we can do a lot of good in our daily lives. But it's also in the process of the doing that if we focus on what it is we want to become, that we will accomplish much more with that as our goal and objective. I've learned from personal experience that sometimes we can get so busy doing that we lose track of what's really important. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles shared a message with us at one point when he said that the adversary will have us to become somewhat distracted with doing good. And there's three principles that he taught. One is good with regard to our choices, good, better, and best. The adversary is very happy when we get very involved in doing good things and allowing our schedules to be so full and so busy doing basic good things. But sometimes we miss the mark when we don't recognize that when we squeeze out the better or the best choices because we're so busy doing good that we deny ourselves blessings and we may deny others blessings as well. So consequently, it's important to remember that we are agents with free agency. We are God's creations and we are his sons and daughters. And he's given us not only the gift of life, but the gift of freedom of choice. And so as a consequence, we get to choose. We get to choose between good and evil. And it's my prayer and hope that each of us will recognize that we can do a lot, but it's important as we go about the doing that we become what the Lord would have us to become as dedicated servants of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I bear testimony of these principles and do so in the holy and sacred name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to
by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.